So far, we've talked about creating your own text, scanning your own text, as well as digital text on the internet. Another option is accessing these digital texts that are in consumer formats. Now, that's using software or web-based tools and a mixture of some of the new hardware like tablets to download and access books. And these are things like the iPad and iBooks, Amazon's Kindle, and Barnes & Noble's Nook. So some of the benefits are that these texts are available widely and sometimes for free. It has an inclusive factor in that some of these tools are very cool and very socially accepted. And some of the tools have accessibility features built into the software and hardware, like Apple's iOS has VoiceOver, which is a text-to-speech tool. The limitations can also include areas of accessibility. There can be limits on accessibility features depending on the various hardware and software you're using, such as Amazon's Kindle has disabled some of the text-to-speech tools per order of the publishers. And that many of these texts cost money and then have a limitation on how they can be used, shared, and recycled.